This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Still to come here tonight, we got more to say on the Canadian sentencing of the Emerys, of Jody and Mark Emery, the prince and, if you will, princess of pot. They are going not to prison, thankfully, but if they don't pay the $195,000 fine, they might have to, according to an update that Jody made on her Twitter. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments as we launch into the second hour with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
To your phone calls and thoughts. Roger is on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Roger.
Hello?
Hey, Roger, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to ask a question of Ian. Did you say that you run the Liberty Radio station?
You're talking about Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM?
Yes, the station that you're on.
So we're on over 160 radio stations from coast to coast on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is also carried on LRN.FM, which is an internet and satellite-based radio network. I am the program director of LRN.FM.
Okay, so you
and the engineer.
The programming for what goes on the internet with your radio station?
With LRN.FM, yes. It's not a radio station. It's an internet and satellite-based network. So, it sounds like a radio station, but it's not on broadcast radio unless...
A community, if you will.
Unless somebody takes the signal and then broadcasts it illegally on a pirate radio station, which is one of the reasons why the network exists, is to provide content to people that would like to use that content on pirate radio or community radio stations. Why do you ask?
Okay, I understand. I wanted to ask about a show that used to be on Saturday night. I think it was after your show, Free Talk Live. I think it was something to do with being on the air or off of the air or something like that.
Wheels Off Liberty?
No, that was a great show, though.
Wheels Off Liberty was awesome.
Yeah, that was a podcast. He's referring to Off the Air Live, which was the program that came on Saturday nights.
Now it's not live. It's just off the air.
Now it's actually off the air, yeah. Unfortunately, that show is no longer with us. But you can, I think, find archives of it on their YouTube channel if you're looking for it. Is that why you were asking? You just wanted
Join
to know
the OTAL fan club on Facebook.
You just wanted to know what it was called, that show?
Well, I was wondering. I used to listen to it, but I noticed it wasn't around. I hadn't been hearing it, and I wanted to find out where it went, if it was canceled or what was going on there. But I guess
Maine, I believe.
Yeah, the host moved to Maine, and there were some circumstances that prohibited him from being able to continue on LRN.FM. So without getting into any further detail about that, at some point, should those circumstances be remedied, he is welcome to come back on the air on LRN. It's not any kind of a permanent ban, but at this time, as I understand it from some of the fans of that show, they say that he has not produced any episodes since leaving LRN.FM. Not sure if that's something he's going to continue on in 2018 or not. Roger, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Again, that's LRN.FM. That's the same network, Will, that your show's on, Call to Freedom, which is available on Sunday nights, at least for the next couple weeks.
No, we're only going to be on New Year's Eve. We're not going to be on next week because it's Christmas Eve.
But it'll be a refeed. You'll still hear the show. You'll just hear this week's on Sunday night. So check out the Call to Freedom Sunday nights after Free Talk Live at 10 p.m. Eastern, and then in the new year, afternoon drive Eastern time. We'll tell you more about that as we nail down those details. But let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got David. He's in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hello, David.
Hey, how's it going, Jen? Hey, so earlier you were talking about Bitcoin as opposed to fiat money. Johnson, you sort of kind of laughing about it, and I sort of kind of laugh with you. But on the other hand, if you look at the definitions of fiat money, there are three main ones, right? One is that any money declared by government to be legal tender. Bitcoin fits that definition. It's legal tender in Germany. Number
really?
Two, that is correct. There,
yeah. Wow, when did that happen?
Looks like 2016, and I'll be happy to send you that article, right?
Yeah.
But even if it weren't.
So wait, that means every single
Bitcoin,
business. Wait. So that means every single business in Germany accepts Bitcoin because they're legally obligated to do so, or does legal tender laws not work the same
third.
Way?
Yeah, that's the third definition of fiat. The second definition.
Wait. You're not understanding my question. You said that in Germany, Bitcoin is now considered legal tender. So what you're attempting to convince me of is that every single business that I would walk into in Germany, I would be able to pay in Bitcoin because they all have the technology and assets with which to actually accept Bitcoin, know what it is, know how to do so, and are legally required to do so. That's what you're telling me, that Bitcoin is legal tender in Germany.
That is not what I'm telling you because, it's only for taxes something else, right?
I don't think legal tender laws work the same way there.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that legal tender in Germany is not the same thing as legal tender in the United States because
it must not be.
In the United States, it's what Johnson says it is, and that is if something is legal tender, that means that everyone must accept it under the threat of the violence of the government for payments of debts, public or private. And that's not actually what you're saying happened in Germany. According to BigThink.com, Germany's finance ministry brought Bitcoin one step closer to legitimacy by declaring it a unit of account, which is different from legal tender. They say that means that it can be used legally for tax and trading purposes. But again, I don't think that means the German government is actually accepting Bitcoin for tax payments.
Right. So, but be it as it may, then it's only magic words on magic paper away from being legal tender. The point is that, it's intrinsically valueless, like the fiat currency that you laugh about. What happened to the liberty movement where people thought it was in vogue to embrace unsound money?
Again, I used to think like you about this. This was my objection. Was what's the backing? I said I could. I used to be a silver and gold guy, and I still have some silver and gold. But I used to say, well, what's it backed by? And it took a while before somebody finally gave me an answer that made a lot of sense, and that is that it's backed by its own network, that the network of computers that is Bitcoin, the miners and the full nodes, the people that are running the software, the thousands of people all around the globe that make up this decentralized distributed network. That is the most powerful computing network known to man.
Right.
So, that is the value backing Bitcoin.
But then by that measure, then the value backing the dollar is the printer and the people running the printer.
No, the value backing the dollar is faith in violence.
Right, because the dollar is legal tender, and the government will use violence against you if you don't accept it.
And you have faith that the United States can back up back up the legal tender with violence. There's faith there. If you ever didn't believe that the United States could back up the instrument with violence, then you wouldn't use it anymore because it would be garbage.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough, then. The only thing separating Bitcoin from a worthless dollar is the fact that the government forces you to use it. Elsewise,
you're missing the point.
Because the market doesn't set the value of the dollar. That's a huge difference for me.
I think it does.
Because in hyperinflation, the market sets that, not the inflation, not the actual inflation rate.
Well, the Federal Reserve is constantly attempting to manipulate the value of the dollar in order to
and
meet its own ends. Yeah. Bitcoin.
But if your argument is that the dollars are intrinsically worthless, that also applies to Bitcoin.
No,
now,
you totally ignored
okay
the point that we made.
That's worthless.
No, you
but
totally ignored
an argument,
David. You totally ignored the point that we made about the network that backs up Bitcoin. That network ensures that Bitcoin.
So if they're networked printers, So if I'm using
you're just not getting it. If you want, we can try to explain here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-453, but you know, if you keep interrupting the points, it's going to be hard to get one across to you. The network is valuable because they check and verify and make sure that there's no fraud. I mean, the fact that you can have a fraud-free system, a virtually fraud-free system, is worth something, which is why Bitcoin Core is worth over $16,000 each.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can dial in toll free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight with you, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
Plus, we're talking about cryptocurrency. We actually have a gentleman on the line who's a supporter of the show who amps Free Talk Live with silver. And that's not to say I'm against silver. I'm more than happy to accept silver, you know, from anybody that wants to give it to the show. It's just getting out of silver is a little more difficult than getting out of cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Using silver is
the amplifier levels are looking a little antiquated lately.
What with silver and gold and right?
We need to have a Bitcoin level amplifier.
We actually have Bitcoin as an option, but nobody uses it anymore, or very, very seldom does. Dash, however, is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go back to your calls. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, maybe if you don't have I was going to suggest originally, I was thinking in my head here, you could have a Bitcoin level amplifier, but then you'd have to, you know, have them donate one Bitcoin a month, obviously. Which would be pretty sweet. But actually, it might be realistic. You could do something maybe with maybe Dash. You know, they have their whole sponsorship thing. Maybe they would sponsor an amp level for somebody who's paying their amp in Dash.
Possibly. I got to say that right now, that's a back-level priority at the best. We got some other things we're working on fixing on the website. Number one is the subdomains that have been broken for like a year.
Oh, wow.
Ever since we implemented HTTPS on the site, all the subdomains became real janky. And a subdomain, for those who don't know, is like affiliates.freetalklive.com. Depending on which browser you use, it's going to give you an error message, possibly, if you try to go to some of those things.
I use Chrome, but I haven't gotten any.
Great, you're good to go then.
Oh,
but
that's
some
why.
People using Firefox in certain cases are not seeing the right destination.
That's why I haven't noticed this.
Yeah, they're getting scary error messages of, you know, security errors, and it's freaking people out, so it needs to get fixed. So that's one of the things we're working on. But David is on the line with us in Raleigh, North Carolina. And David, you're trying to compare cryptocurrency like Bitcoin to fiat currency, and we gave you the example of why cryptocurrency has a backing, and the backing is the network, the mining power, the hardware, the computer hardware. Think about the, I don't know how many billions of dollars worth of hardware there is out there mining Bitcoin, but there's a lot of it. And all of that provides cryptographic security, and it provides fraud checks, making sure that every transaction on the network is not fraudulent, is what many of these, that's what the miners are basically doing out there in the full nodes. And so all of this is putting value into the idea of cryptocurrency or Bitcoin Cash or, you know, Bitcoin Core. It's putting value into that because if it weren't fraud proof, if it weren't cryptographically secure, if it weren't distributed and decentralized, it wouldn't be worth a hill of beans, in my opinion. So anyway, go ahead with whatever your other point was.
Yeah, and I see what you're saying, right? And, you know, to a certain extent, it makes sense, but it will also make sense to say the same thing about the coin minting, right? They put the ridges on the edges to prevent the fraud. So therefore, you know, the coin is worth all the backing, like, equipment. No, the coin's worth what the coin's worth, right? I mean, it's in.
Well, there's fraud in coins. I mean, if somebody gives me a silver piece, I don't know if it's actually silver unless I engage in, you know, a few different types of tests to make sure, right?
Right. And
have to,
I mean,
trust it.
How many of those actual tests, like, are you trusting the network or are you testing your Bitcoin personally, right? How do you test your Bitcoin, like, in fact, yourself?
You don't have to trust.
How do you objectively know
So here's how. I can't know because I'm not a programmer, but if I needed to learn, if I wanted to, I could learn programming and get in there and actually read through the Bitcoin code or Dash or whatever, because all of these things are open source. So unlike silver or gold or fiat currency where you have to trust the issuer, in this case, you don't have to trust. You can verify. So as long as you know a code geek who can actually go in there and read the code, then they can go in, they can look for backdoors, they can look for fraud, into the system, and there's not. And of course there's not, because there's billions of dollars in this system, and there's the incentive there for people to make sure that it's honest.
Yeah, and OpenSSL, it's also open source, right? It's also used by the industry and is responsible for billions of dollars. And a zero-day vulnerability sat there in plain sight for 20 years, right? So just because it's open source doesn't mean it's secure. Right. I mean, there are plenty of examples of that. Right. But my point is that by the Mises definition of sound money, and that is money that is based on or redeemable in precious metals, specifically gold. Are you rejecting that sound money theory? I mean, even Ron Paul's coming out talking about this. This is a Mises like concept. So is that, I mean, you almost have to reject Mises Austrian economics to accept Bitcoin as anything more than something intrinsically worthless?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
So sound money is defined as a currency that is based on or either redeemable in gold or another precious metal.
I can redeem cryptocurrency as gold. I can buy gold all day long with cryptocurrency.
Yeah, and I could do it with dollars, but it's not sound money. The money itself has no marginal utility. And the same thing true of Bitcoin. So you have to reject all of that Austrian economics. You know,
well, look, man, I'm not an economist, so I've never claimed to be. I don't really know anything about what's that?
Well, you used to be. You used to be a staunch Austrian.
No, I've never read any Austrian economics books except for Economics in One Lesson, which I'm still not even done reading yet. So I don't have to adhere to any kind of political philosophy to realize that Bitcoin is an incredible technology whose time has come, and it came after the time of these books that you're talking about and these old thinkers. So, you know, maybe they didn't realize what was coming, but a decentralized cryptocurrency that can be used by anybody, that cuts out the middleman from the picture of money, cuts out the banks, and cuts out the governments, I think that most libertarians would appreciate that, which is why libertarians were the biggest adopters early on.
You're also not taking something into account here. So, yes, is Bitcoin fiat in the sense that you're talking about it? Yes, yes, it is. Bitcoin could absolutely go to zero. If a competitor comes along, that's better. And it's happening probably right now.
Beanie Babies, too. Yeah, Beanie Babies used to be worth a lot, and they're not worth squat now, probably,
yeah, so
right?
You have to pay attention.
Make them sound currency.
It's a commodity. Like any commodity, you have to be willing to move into another commodity if that commodity's value changes, if you want to continue to hold your wealth.
David, I want to thank you for the call tonight. You're welcome to go to bat at any time for gold and silver. I like gold and silver. I do. Yeah. I've got, you know, the crypto, Sharpie Church has a stash of gold and silver. But I'm sorry, gold and silver isn't worth much except for just holding on to fight inflation of the fiat money system. I cannot easily send gold or silver to anybody who's outside of this room.
Yeah.
I can't. Whereas with cryptocurrency, I can just send it wherever it is I want it to go.
And that's where that utility value comes from, like you were talking about with those other things.
It's far more useful,
physical.
Which is why it's far more valuable.
Right.
There's more coming up here. 855 450 free.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Who
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have for you. They're all completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. The Blink home security system can be yours for a very affordable price. You can get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one security camera in one of those fancy wired systems. The Blink home security system is very affordable, and it's wireless cameras. You pop the batteries in that are included with the package. You plug in the one wire in the system, which is for the hub. You then set it up with your Wi-Fi-enabled device like a tablet or a smartphone, and it is super fast to get these things up and rolling. You configure how you want them to work. Do you want them to only operate between certain hours? How long do you want the clips to be that the system sends you whenever it detects motion? Check it out over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Coming up, what's causing the problems with the internet? It might be your local government, not the federal government. Oh, sorry, Johnson, try that one more time.
What a shock.
Well, yeah, and you're going to tell us more about it here in moments. But first, we go to Ricky on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
That's
hello,
the
Ricky.
Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, right. Brother Ian.
There you go.
Thank you there, Brother Johnson.
You're welcome there, brother.
All right, what's on your mind, Ricky?
Oh, quickly before I go, Microsoft Edge is doing its job, and thank you for being on top of fixing that. I want to look forward to using those forms.
What?
Oh, no, with this so-called scary error message. It's just doing its job, that's all.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anyone who uses Microsoft Edge. I know what you're talking about. That's the name of the browser that Microsoft replaced Internet Explorer with.
Isn't that Mark's browser of choice?
Mark Edge. I've never seen anyone using that browser. You're the only person who's ever even mentioned it since it's come out. I've never even heard another person speak its name since it was released a couple years ago, Ricky. You're such a Microsoft fanboy.
I use a Windows phone. Of course I use that browser. But let's get back.
I keep pitching them and you keep missing them.
Go ahead.
Right. Now, first of all, before I get the opportunity to talk to Will C. about a few things, I think I didn't know him.
We don't have a few things tonight, Ricky. You got to pick one thing. That's all we got time for from you.
All right, one thing. Then I'll pick the important thing.
Yes,
you know,
please.
I mean, I'm all right. Now, I will say I'm very big on personal rights and various other things, certain constitutional rights and things. Now, you know, I mean, one of the things, I've got my new gun coming. I'm going to be picking up that up tomorrow morning, in fact. And to celebrate, I'm actually going to strap it onto my hip and ride home with it on the bus. And see, I can do that now. See, a minor achievement. I don't talk much about what I do. I know you asked me yourself, what have I done for liberty or whatever?
I don't think I've ever asked you that.
Well,
you're not a libertarian. You supported Hillary Clinton.
Hey, now, come on. She's a Dixiecrat. He's a Dixiecrat. Now, that being said,
pay attention to me, boy. I'm not just talking to hear my head roar.
Well, here's the problem, Ian. When it comes to rights, I mean, people don't know the power they have. Now, here in Pennsylvania, we have the separation of the state and the Commonwealth. We have a lot of power as a result in the people.
Uh-huh.
See,
could have fooled me.
Well, here, this might fool you.
If that were true, then why are people leaving Pennsylvania and moving to New Hampshire? Those are who are libertarians. Chris Reitman, our Thursday night co-host, Daryl W. Perry, our Thursday night co-host, both of those gentlemen lived in Pennsylvania, and they did not choose to continue living there.
Well, here's something I bet you can't do in New Hampshire, but you can in Monroe County now, thanks to Ricky from the Commonwealth. Check this one out.
What?
Well, I'll tell you what I utilized to achieve it. I utilized...
What? Achieve what?
Carrying a firearm on the public buses in the county.
Now, I'm pretty sure that's not banned anywhere in New Hampshire. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. The only place you can't carry a gun in New Hampshire would be on private property where it's prohibited. So if some private property owner says they don't want guns, well, you can't carry a gun there. And then on, as far as government buildings are concerned, you can't carry a gun behind security in a courthouse or in a jail. And I think that's about it. So, anyway, there you go. Toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Let's continue here. For those of you just tuning in, the news that we shared with you at the very beginning of the show about Jody and Mark Emery fined $195,000 each, 2 years probation from the court system there in the Toronto court system for running unauthorized, illegal marijuana dispensaries. You see, the government says they're going to make marijuana legal for recreational purposes up in Canada. However, some of their Canadian governments want to be the exclusive distributor of this new product. Well, an old product, but newly legal product. In Ontario, for instance, the marijuana, according to CBC.ca, will be sold by the provincial government in a series of dedicated stores similar to how it sells liquor. The prosecution read out an agreed statement of facts on Monday that showed the substantial amount of cash earned at the numerous dispensaries. Quote, Mark and Jody Emery had established a sophisticated franchise model with the goal of operating dispensaries across Canada. In fact, what they had done, for listeners that weren't tuned in earlier, they literally threw the doors open on a series of dispensary locations. These aren't medical dispensaries. They were just selling cannabis to, I think, anybody over the age of 21 or 18, whichever one, but so-called legal adults were able to come in there, trade cash for cannabis and walk out the door. And that was all they were doing. They did it in multiple locations. I mean, you want to talk about a ballsy civil disobedience campaign? I mean, the civil disobedience we're used to here in New Hampshire is somebody going to smoke pot in public.
Right.
These people spent, I don't know, what would it cost to open half a dozen stores in the city of Montreal and another half a dozen in Toronto? That's got to be a few hundred thousand dollars. They spent that kind of money. Staffing, locations, rent, you know, all of the things they had to spend to actually open these locations. I mean, it would have been ballsy to just do it in one store, in one city, but they did like a dozen stores, coordinated grand opening, and then the cops ended up coming in and raiding the places. Anyway, according to Crown Attorney Kieran Gill, she said the police began Project Gator in 2016 to look into cannabis culture, the marijuana brand operated by the Emerys that moved into the burgeoning dispensary business. The prosecution said it was able to piece together the vast sums of money involved after police raided various cannabis culture locations across the country, along with raids at the company's headquarters in Vancouver. They found tens of thousands of documents, said Gill, from contracts to receipts. Yeah. That's because they were doing everything out in the open. They were doing everything, you know, up front, having marijuana being purchased.
Oh, my God, a business had receipts.
Oh, my God, people were actually buying marijuana. Imagine that. The prosecution said they found these documents. First, franchisees had to pay Cannabis Culture a $25,000 franchise fee plus a $3,000 monthly fee. Marijuana and cannabis products, from weed to edibles to merchandise, had to be procured by the franchisee. Their marijuana is obtained illicitly, she told the court. Franchisees also had to pay 6% to 10% royalties on total sales to Cannabis Culture. According to the court's testimony, Gill provided a court snapshot of the money changing hands. A Cannabis Culture dispensary in downtown Toronto, owned by Emery and Christopher Goodwin, was sending $20,000 to $45,000 in weekly royalties alone. Think about that for a moment. They were charging royalties of 6 to 10%. And if this one location was sending $20,000 to $45,000 per week, if $45,000 was 10% of that weekly store's sales, you're talking about $500,000 in marijuana sold in 1 week's time at one storefront.
Wow.
Incredible. The couple's arrest at Toronto Pearson Airport in March was followed by the coordinated raids in several cities of the pot shops that were associated with them. The Cannabis Culture brand was used at one point by a chain of 19 marijuana dispensaries in Columbia, or British Columbia, Ontario, and Quebec, but the number of stores had dwindled to 8, according to their website. Three other people arrested in March also pleaded guilty to drug-related counts. And now the Emerys are facing $195,000 in fines. Jody on her Facebook profile says, quote, I don't know how I'm going to afford $195,000 for the fine I had to accept. It's an impossible amount, a crippling cost, and we'll continue here in moments. What was her other option? This is Free Talk Live.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dynavite.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge. I'm a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want to join us here. Our number is 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. That Skype username, lrn.fm, with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
So, yeah, pretty much given you the information about what's happened to the Emerys, Jody and Mark Emery, but I just wanted to read her post to Twitter and Facebook because I think it's important. These are the folks that have been attacked by the Canadian government because they just went right ahead and decided, well, if legalization's coming, we're just going to go ahead and get out in front of it and open up our own storefronts and just start selling weed. You know, even though the law itself hasn't been passed yet, people want this, so let's do it. And that's what they did, and then they got arrested in a big investigation and roundup, and the government confiscated a bunch of stuff, and now they're the government's demanding $195,000 in fines from Jody and Mark each. She says on her Twitter, quote, "I don't know how I'm going to afford $195,000 for the fine I had to accept. It's an impossible amount, a crippling cost. I don't have valuables or a car, home, jewelry, or property. Why would anyone want to buy my photography or art? I know how to write, too, articles and poetry." According to another tweet she made today, if she didn't pay the $195,000 fine, she faces 4.5 years in prison. The punishment, she says, if I didn't accept the plea deal fine and was found guilty, jail, with the possibility of life in prison based on the numerous charges that she received. So that's why she took the plea deal. And finally, she says, and I never hurt anyone. I have no victims. So that's the latest out of our neighbors over in Canada. As we go to Christian Saucier in, I don't know where you are. Christian, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me on. I am in San Francisco right now.
Now, you used to live up in Canada, didn't you?
I used to live up in Canada. I'm actually probably about to move back to Canada here in a few weeks for one of my blockchain startups up there in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
But I was up there in Montreal last Christmas visiting family and friends, and I couldn't believe it, the courage and the heroism of Mark Emery and Jody. Their businesses were just opening up in Montreal last Christmas season. So I was just there visiting, and my girlfriend and I, we've been living in the U.S. now for a while in California. A lot of this is readily available.
Right.
I still recommend you get it, not through the legal channels, because then you end up on all sorts of lists.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, right? So in Canada, Mark Emery has been fighting that fight since he was selling seeds decades ago. So yep. He's always been a hero. And last Christmas, there we are, and we walk into a legal dispensary in Montreal. And of course, they can't sell to us because we're not residents. So we don't have all the IDs and the medical tests and all that.
Right.
But one of the girls at the counter mentions that there's this group opening illegal cannabis stores in Montreal that day. That day was the day they were opening up, right?
Yep.
And my girlfriend and I were like, oh, let's go check it out, right? So we go out there, and sure enough, right, there's lines of people. If you wonder whether people want this, go look at the lines of people sitting
wrapped
out.
Around the block. Yeah, I saw some of those photos. It was incredible.
20 degrees or whatever. It was cold, very cold. And, these people were waiting to go buy cannabis. They were paying. You had to show an ID, I believe. If you showed an ID showing you're 18 years or older, you could give them cash and it would give you, cannabis. And people loved it. And, of course, the next day the news is the police cracked down on it and put everybody in jail, confiscate the whole, equipment. I'm not sure where they sold it. I'm sure they didn't trash it. But, so there it is, right? A hero of the people who deliver obviously what people want, because there's lines around the corner. And not only is he getting fined right now, but he's changed the mind of the population around cannabis over decades in Canada of activism. And now you look at how Canada is quote unquote legalizing cannabis and they're giving it all to the provinces. And you look at Ontario, for example, the largest economic province in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And Ontario is going to sell legal cannabis through its Liquor License Board of Ontario, whatever it's called, right? The government company. And so there's a guy who's dedicated his life at building businesses, risking everything, jail time, fines, and everything. And the government now is getting in front of the parade saying, oh, yeah, no, cannabis should be legal, but we should sell it. Forget that guy who spent the last 2-3 decades changing the mind of an entire population. We're going to make money now off of his work, and we're going to fine him and jail him and all sorts of
it's
things.
Sad.
It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace.
They're such good people, too.
It's government. I mean, basically, that sounds exactly like what you should expect from government, regardless of if it's red, white, and blue, or black, yellow, and red, or Sierra Leone, or South Africa, Israel, Saudi.
Just a difference in degrees.
For real.
That's all it is.
And as Michael Dean would remind us, right, if you think cannabis is bad and guns are good, the same thing will happen to your guns in a year or whatever in the near future, right? What they do to cannabis, control, they can apply to any control at that point.
Right.
And
if you believe in freedom, you got to support freedom for people who might be doing things you don't agree with. And so whether that's the gun people supporting the freedom of the weed smokers or vice versa, we need to support everybody's freedom to live their life how they want. Christian, best of luck on your trip back to Canada. We'll hope to see you back here in New Hampshire one of these days.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to
the call tonight. So the toll-free number here, I totally agree with everything he said about the Emerys. Just, they're really good folks. I had the pleasure of meeting Jody one year while Mark was still in prison. She actually came to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. So it was nice to finally get to meet her after years of having the both of them call Free Talk Live. And hopefully we'll get to hear from them someday. I've been striking out at trying to get them on the show.
I just found out something. I was going to make a comment about a really interesting business, but I just found out that I might have been exposed to a really interesting scam that's going on in New York City. So
you were there the other day.
I was there recently at the beginning of the month. Yeah, and I went down there, and one of the things that I thought was really interesting, and I was told by the people in this business because I went over to talk to them because I thought it was really interesting. on almost every corner after a certain hour of night were these green vans with weed all over them.
Oh, yeah.
What? Just selling edibles, because apparently, according to them, New York had recently legalized edibles.
Decrim or legalized?
Decrim for edibles. For edibles, not for smoke, but for edibles. It's BS.
What?
These vans that are all over the place are not cops. They're just selling regular candy.
Just selling cookies.
Yes.
They are everywhere. They're on every corner, and they are just selling regular food
at marked-up prices.
At marked-up prices with the names of these THC, you know, like strains of Urkel and Skywalker Kush and all this stuff on the sides of these vans, but they're just scamming people.
They've got these pot, and you used to be able to buy them at flea markets. They were pot-flavored suckers that you could get, and there's no pot and THC in them at all. They sell them, but they call them pot suckers. And I saw them selling them right there on the side of the road.
Wow. Weed World vans selling phony marijuana pops. This was from 2013. Here's another one from
2013. They've been operating apparently in several different cities.
According to Green Rush Daily, are the weed vans in NYC legit?
That's exactly the article that I just happened upon.
Wow. So I wonder if they are, do they even have their licenses or whatever? Not that I care about licensing, I'm curious to know if they're state sanctioned or not. Would be really funny if the state granted them a license to go and basically commit fraud on people. If you want to tell us more about that, maybe you're in New York City and you've seen these things on the street corner. You want to share your thoughts with us?
Maybe the vans are flashing pictures of people that come up and actually do transactions. Because in some states, to purchase, to buy or sell fake drugs is actually against the law. That way, if they catch you selling soap,
correct,
to an undercover agent, you don't get away with it.
As long as you represent it. This is cocaine, but it's shards.
They do the same thing in Florida with the 10/20 life law. Even if it's a plastic gun, if you represent it as a real gun, they will treat you in court as though it were, so that you can get life in prison. If somebody slipped and fell while you were brandishing a plastic gun, because the way the law reads is if someone is injured in the commission of a felony while you brandish a firearm, you get life in prison. So if someone were to slip and fall and twist their ankle while you were robbing a store with a plastic gun, you go to prison for life.
So according to this story that you'd pulled up, Johnson, it says that Weed World Candies is the company that owns these vans, and they have operated in New Orleans, Dallas, Chicago, Atlanta.
I have several pictures and video of these from when I was on my trip.
But they've been doing it since 2013, according to this, and they created a lot of confusion because, again, they're making it look like they're selling THC-infused products when they're actually not. NYPD did test the lollipops. They concluded there was no weed in them, but that didn't keep the weed vans out of trouble. Cops in Soho arrested three of the employees on misdemeanor charges of selling food without a permit. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
We'll get you one way or the other.
Yeah.
Freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.